Be welcome to the QC Records podcast. My name is Eduardo QC. I'll be your host tonight. And today we're going to be talking about hip-hop and artists. We're going to be talking about, first of all, Eminem, the king of the kings in the rap industry. Have you ever asked yourself, if you know Eminem, why he's always talking about his issues in his songs? Well, let me tell you something. Artists go around talking about his issues on their songs because they really attract people with this kind of speaking, you know? People is always searching for a song that get identified with, so it's something cultural in people, you know? People is just always gonna hear what they wanna hear. And that's also with music. Eminem, was a pioneer touching the emotions of the people, because most of the people is hurted. Most of the people is really, you know, like, everyone has their issues. And Eminem is the perfect artist to say that, the perfect example to say that he's a great rapper, man. He's always making his lyrics sound, man. Those lyrics is not just the sound, man. It's the emotional hit you get with the people, you know? It's the way you connect with other people's emotions. And that's part of being an artist. Hip-hop and rap is pretty much taking all over the industry and the market, so if you're an artist, man, keep going, because it's going to blow your mind. It's going to keep growing and stuff. And many economists and many people out there can see it right now. Sometimes we need to keep on going in our dreams, because everyone has their own dreams, you know? Everyone go around and dream and think in big. Not any kind of people can achieve these kind of things, because not all the people has the courage to pursue their own dreams, you know. But hip-hop artists really do, man. I respect hip-hop with all my heart. I live with hip-hop in my soul, because hip-hop is the number one right now trending in the world. So if you really want to blow, man, you should start making a little bit content of hip-hop. It's not just doing it, man. You have to be talented. You have to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, man. But it just keep growing, man. It will keep growing. It's a big, big industry. We should really take it serious, because it's something serious, man. It's already a thing, you know. Like, we're not in the 80s or 90s where it was just like the hood activity, or no, man. At the end, hip-hop is a really respectable theme we can achieve all if we have the talent, I say. But you have to be honest with yourself and say, do I have the talent? Go around and ask the people. I mean, make some content, go around and ask the people, man, am I good? Do I have talent? And that's how you know. Or you just go out there, publish it, and if you just people see you scrap, man, you have two options. If you really, 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 really love it, you keep going on that until you become the best. Or not the best, but you become better and better and better until you become great, okay? Or you have the second one that you can say, okay, this is not my passion, this is not what I want to do, and you just drop it and try other thing, and that's totally reasonable, you know, because people go around saying, no, you're a failure, man. Everyone has a failure, man. Everyone has something to be proud, and everyone has something to be ashamed, you know. It's just life. It's just people. People go around and play with your mind, and people go around and do it really easy when they have the talent to write a lyric in a paper and say, oh, yeah, man, this is my shit. But when you're not, you need to keep going. And if you really want it, you need to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until you become the best. There are many apps right now. I'm going to show you right here an app. It's called Rap Fame. It's pretty fun because you hear like rappers from all over the world. Most of the rappers I see are all the way in Spanish. So I'm going to show you one in Spanish. There are many talented people out there, and there are many people I see. What the fuck is this dude doing? So we have JSTT from Khalifa's crew. And here we go. He's supposed to be on a battle, okay? This is it. Host. Okay. Let's see. ¿Quieres batallar, mi amigo? Yo voy a empezar siguiendo con los ritmos del estilo. Te voy a demostrar quién es el mejor. Ey, ey, el campeón. Ey, ey, el que te mira desde arriba. Yo soy el dios. Ey, el boxeador. Ey, ey, como McGregor. Te parto el orto, mi amigo. Sigo en el juego parado. Yo te veo. I'm pretty much sure he didn't write this, so. He subido y he manejado. Ey, sentado en mi cama. Ey, controlando el beat. Ey, yo con esto, mi amigo, te pondré a sufrir. Ey, no me haga reír, tu razón lo hace dormir. En cambio, yo volando encima de este beat. Ey, voy manejando las palabras a otro lado. Tú tranquilo, mi amigo.
Okay.
Yo solo tiro los datos, juego con tu mente, sorprendo a la gente. Tú tranquilo, mi amigo, yo soy el diferente, referente.
What the fuck? This dude is really fucking weird, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's improvising. It's all in Spanish. But yeah, there are many talent out there. This guy is not the case that he has a talent, man. But he just keep on pushing and pushing and pushing until he becomes better and better and better. I'm pretty sure he was improvising. It's not that bad improvising, but if he wrote that shit, I'm so sad for him because he has not the talent, but he keeps pushing and pushing, and that's the important part of believing in yourself, you know? Like, if you are not good in something, but you really love it, you keep pushing, man. Keep pushing until you become the best. But if you're not, man, if you are not into that shit, you should be real honest with yourself and not let anyone else to say, man, but this is what you do, or no. You just change, man, because if that does not make you happy, fuck that shit, man. You need to search something that really fucking gets you in that vibe, in that place, in that passion, you know, that take you out of the bullshit, man. You know, the only one can take out of the bullshit is you with yourself, okay? The only one that can achieve is you with yourself, you know. There's nothing out there that you can say, okay, I'm gonna get that shit. You can get that shit, man, but you first need to get that shit inside yourself. I don't know if I'm explaining myself right now. If you really, really, really believe that you can achieve something, man, you first need to achieve it inside yourself. What the fuck does that mean? Okay, let me show you. There's a part of yourself, okay, that needs to be fed. And if you don't go around feeding all the way this part of yourself, you're not going to get it, man. But first, you feed yourself, you grow inside, and after that, you go get it. But how am I going to get it if I don't start the fucking process of go getting it? Okay. While you're getting in the process, you're growing inside. That's where I'm going to get. You know, you're still in the process of doing any kind of shit. You grow. You keep growing, man, inside. You keep learning. And you keep learning things. And you keep becoming better, better, better until you become the best. It's not like, oh, man, he was the best from the beginning. Okay, that's just not going to happen. That only can happen to Justin Bieber or something like that. But not everyone has the luck of Justin Bieber. So if you really want to change this, If you really want to be yourself and the best version of yourself, man, you need to fucking chase it inside yourself while the process of getting the shit you want to achieve, okay? That's what I want to get. So at the end is the process what makes you bigger, okay? The process is growing you inside. And growing you inside is getting you in the process, right? It's not like one but without the other. One without the other is bullshit. You need to get both. Both at the same time. It's like left, right, left, right. It's like walking, you know? That's like rapping, you know? That's it. That's all you need to know, man. I hope this brings you some value, and thank you for listening. This is QC Records, and wait for the next chapter. See you around.